Hello guys, so after a long time, let's explore the new book called Stillness is the Key by Jan Holiday. So before going to this book, let me just give a brief summary about the description. So it is a New York, one of the New York Times bestseller and Wall Street Journal bestseller. It's an action strategy for the modern life. In the Obstacle is the Way and Ego is the Enemy, best-selling author Jan Holiday made ancient wisdom widely popular with a new generation of leaders in the sports, politics and technology. In his book, Stillness is the Key, Holiday draws a timeless Stoic and Buddhist philosophy to know why slowing down is the secret weapon for those charging ahead. In this age of manufactured outrage and constant distraction, the ability to choose a focused inner stillness is arguably more important than ever before. So Jan Holiday's book revives ancient wisdom that calls for a quiet life in the noisy and restless world by Mark Manson. The next, Malcolm Gladwell. Jan Holiday is brilliant. So let us tap into the book. Hope you all will enjoy it. Synopsis: Stillness is the Key taps into quality that has been harnessed by all great leaders, makers and artists and fighters. This quality has been given many names throughout history. Zen Buddhists describe this quality as inner peace. Stoics called it ataraxia. Jan Holiday called this quality stillness. Stillness is the ability for an individual to be steady, focused and calm in always busy world. Holiday argues that this quality is more important now than it has ever been. With the introduction of internet and social media, importantly, Holiday believes that we can all attain stillness. Once we have attained stillness, we can start pursuing our greatest ambitions and overcoming our most challenging battles. Stillness is the Key combines Holiday's wisdom with examples from historical and contemporary figures to guide readers toward their stillness. About Jan Holiday. Jan Holiday is an American marketer and author. Jan dropped out of college at the age of 19 to apprentice under Robert Greene, the author of 48 Laws of Power. Subsequently, Jan became the marketing director for American Apparel and founded his creative agency. He has checked with the advisors of the company, with Google and authors like Neil Strauss, Tony Robbins and Tim Ferriss. In addition to this, Jan is media columnist and editor at large at New York Observer. Jan is author of 10 books. Stillness is the Key has sold over 1,000,002 copies. So let us start into the book. The mind. Slow down. Our mind is crucial for our decision making. Associated with the idea of stillness, slowness is a critical skill that helps our mind. If you can slow down and avoid making impulsive and quick decisions, you can make better informed decisions. Specifically, you can settle down and consider the thoughts you are having and decisions you will make. On top of this, slowing down prevents you from being overwhelmed by the future thoughts and past events. Instead, you will be living in the present moment. Jan Holiday explains that good decisions happen in present moment. Also, he describes the present moment as a gift you currently have and one should focus on. Another fundamental approach to adopt to live in the present is to turn off all current distractions. He recommends avoid gossiping with your friends when you can. Removing this drama from your life will help you to settle. Jan Holiday recommends avoiding overthinking, but he does suggest readers should find their perfect balance. Different circumstances will require different forms of thinking. In general, though you should be thinking about your major life decisions, this type of thinking does not fall into worrying about future category. There is a bigger difference between overanalyzing what you could do wrong and thinking about what is your next step to be en route to your life goals. Journaling. This is what the best journals look like. They aren't for the reader, they are for the writer to slow down their mind, to wage peace with oneself. One way to implement stillness in your life is to start journaling. Specifically, Ryan Holder recommends journaling every day. It does not matter whether you write your journal. It does not matter whether you write your journal or not, how you present your journal. Instead, all matters is that you are journaling. Journaling is an effective way of writing down all the thoughts that bother us, which prevents us from leaking into the rest of our life. Ryan Holiday outlines three advantages of journaling. Once your worries are written on paper, you can obtain more objective distance from issue. These worries become easier to think about and harder to worry about. Writing down your struggles put into this mental baggage away. You no longer have to carry the worries on your shoulders. You have addressed these worries by accepting them and written them. Also, writing them down gives you a record of your worries. If you then decide you think a bit more on issue, you can go back into specific journal entry. The core feature of journaling is that you are encouraging reflection. Reflection about the issue at hand, but also reflection upon yourself. Journal allows you to ask yourself following questions. What is currently happening in your life? What are the next steps you should take? Why are you worrying so much about specific issue? Is this issue particularly important to you? Each of these questions allows you to create greater peace of mind and more stillness. Once you start writing a journal, you will realize that you have more space for your life's critical aspects. Reading is a fantastic skill that people often neglect. Suppose you can read, but choosing not to incorporate reading in your everyday life. In that case, you have no real advantage. However, those who are illiterate, reading books or listening to audiobooks has the potential to widen your knowledge substantially. Reading allows you to obtain advice from greatest minds in the most important fields. Reading is one activity that takes considerable time, effort, but also potential advantages are substantial. Building confidence is an essential feature of creating a happy and fulfilling life. Still, Ryan Holiday warns readers that there is a fine line between confidence and arrogance. Over time, you want to engage in activities and approaches to cultivate a healthy amount of confidence. However, you also want to avoid becoming overly egocentric. Focusing on your ego too much will prevent you from growing as a person. Therefore, Ryan recommends avoiding feeling offended when someone challenges you on a decision you have made or thought that you hold. One way to build confidence while also keeping in your ego is to admit when you are wrong. Always try to identify areas where you can improve and take the required actions to make those changes. Ryan Holiday describes the perfect balance as humble confidence. One way to foster humble confidence is to detach yourself from outcome. We all want to achieve success and the best outcome for each task. However, obsessing with these outcomes will only hinder the likelihood of achieving success. Ryan Holiday explains that it is easy to become frustrated if you are yet to achieve your desired outcome. However, if dwelled on, this frustration can leave you miserably. Hence, you should open to change and be present in the moment. Ryan Holiday, an outline Ryan Holiday provides an outline of different approaches you can take to encourage humble confidence. Settle down, slow down. Think deeply about the things that are important in your life. Do not obsess with outcomes. Just aim to be best and seek improvement. If you perform well, allow yourself to become more confident in your abilities. However, you should never become cocky. Start journaling to remove your mental baggage. Turn off everyday distractions now and then, such as smartphone. The soul is often associated with the religions and spiritualism. However, Ryan Holiday defines a soul as emotional well-being, balance. A fundamental feature of healthy emotional well-being is having a balanced lifestyle. If you are keeping a balanced lifestyle in mind, then it is unlikely you will have pure quality emotional well-being. For example, rather than becoming outstanding in one area of life and then failing miserably in others, we must encourage a balance of success across all crucial parts of our life. Ryan Holiday provides Tiger Woods as an example of individual who succeeds heavily in one area, that is golf, but also has not improved other areas such as ability to commit to the monogamous relationship. Subsequently, Tiger Woods does not have fantastic emotional well-being. In effect, Tiger Woods would be happier if he took some of the time he spends playing golf and put into other parts of the life. If you do not chase balance, then extremes will catch up with you later down the road. training self-control. Self-control is one of the most essential skills for improving yourself. For example, implementing new habits like going to the gym and eating healthily are not easy. They require significant self-control. These ideas dates back to Marcus Aurelius' meditations in 2nd century. The Roman emperor encouraged everybody to exercise self-restraint. An approach opted by Aurelius and encouraged by Ryan Holiday is to treat every task like it is your last. Adopt this approach will will make distractions less impactful and allow you to maintain self-control. Develop a strong moral compass. Keep strong, if possible. In any case, keep cool. Have unlimited patience. Never corner an opponent and always assist him to save face. Put yourself in his shoes so as to see things through his eyes. Avoid self-righteousness like the devil. Nothing is so self-blinding. Next up, you should develop a strong moral compass and live by your values. Think about the action that you take, including whether they're just or not. Additionally, pursue whether they are right thing to do. This pursuit should consider whether your actions are morally right, if they are right decision to help you to achieve. Strong moral compass is people will prefer you as an individual. Having people like you is a successful tool for pursuit of success. For example, people are more likely to provide you with a helping hand if they like you. However, never lie about your virtues. Others will be able to see through any lies. Hence, if you are not embodying the virtues you stand for, you will never win over others. On top of this, your internal state will react to your lack of integrity. Developing a strong moral compass and living by this compass can positively impact your internal state and keep you motivated and self-restrained. Heal your inner child. The experiences you have during childhood has significant impact on your later life. For example, being brought up in an abusive family can have impacts that last a whole lifetime. One of the worst ways of dealing with childhood trauma is to bottle it up. Instead, Ryan Holiday recommends attending to painful experiences. Remind yourself that you did have to endure these experiences and be kind to yourself. Before moving on these childhood experiences, you have to make sure you are okay with the experiences. Plus, you must seek help from professionals and loved ones to overcome the difficult emotions that accompanying relieving this experience in your mind. Ryan Holiday believes that accepting and moving on from your inner child can significantly improve your mental health. Instead of suppressing difficult childhood experiences, try to heal your inner child. Controlling your desires. Humans are naturally driven by desires. Ryan Holiday calls that these are our inner demons. Giving into the urges can have significant impact on your life. You have to learn to control these urges to prevent them from negatively influencing your careers or relationships. Additionally, these desires have potential to negatively impact your mental state. One inner urge which has the greatest potential to destroy parts of your life is anger. Anger can sometimes offer motivation and an extra boost of energy. However, in the long term, anger will cripple your mental health. Plus, it will lead to bad decision making. For example, say you are angry at somebody. It will let your desires control you. Then you will likely hold this grudge for your entire life. You will make decisions that don't necessarily benefit you, just to show the other person who is the boss. Subsequently, your time and energy will be spent on negative reactions rather than balanced, planned decisions. Anger can be inevitable emotion. However, you need to control your anger and forgive people. Holding grudges will never benefit you. Try to replace your feelings of anger with love and compassion. Know when it's enough. Modern media outlets are always focusing on more. They tell you that you should be having more, doing more and relaxing more. The modern outlook adjusts that you should always be looking for ways to make more money and you should always be looking for the next rise. However, with this approach, when you know that you are earning enough or have reached the pinnacle of your career, focusing on outcomes will only make you incredibly unhappy. Instead of focusing on obtaining more, Ryan argues happiness comes from within. Therefore, we should be spending less time focusing on creating more outcomes and more time focusing on your internal health. You cannot always buy happiness over the long term, plus falsely believing you can decrease the chance of you becoming successful. Once you start to embody internal happiness rather than relying on external factors, for your happiness, then you will see beauty all around you. One way to accept the importance of internal happiness is to surrender your control. Once you accept there is some form of higher power, sooner you will stop using external factors as a provider of happiness. The only thing in the world that you have complete control is your inner mental state. Therefore, you should be spending more time focusing on improving this state rather than worrying about more. Stop obsessing over things that you cannot control. Everything is one. Finally, Reinhold believes that surrender our control is tied up to accepting that we are just a tiny part of a gigantic universe. Our decisions are insignificant compared to the potential higher power. Plus, there is very little difference between other people and around us. We are part of one universe and contribute a minuscule amount of overall state of universe. Therefore, stop worrying about your mistakes and start focusing on power of controlling your internal mental state, the body. The stillness described by Rand Holiday in this book is generally associated with the mental capacities rather than the body. However, for example, Rand Holiday explains that you can never be still while you are moving. You can even be still while you are moving. Explains that you can be even still while you are moving. Rand recommends that doing sport and not backing down from challenges. Stillness is not about avoiding physical challenges. Stillness is about adopting a specific mental state that focuses on the present. In fact, physical experience exercise is often a great way of practicing the art of being present. Challenges are also crucial for helping you grow. Therefore, find challenging hobbies that keep you balanced, as well as developing your internal state. Try and develop hobbies that integrate physical exercise. Don't be scared to say no. Saying no is an integral part of your personal growth. Sometimes as a request will not be viable, or it is to focus your efforts elsewhere. In these instances, it is reasonable to say no. Sometimes saying no is the best decision for you, as it frees up from you what to accept right opportunities when they come along. Part of life is others will eat up your attention and will want something from you. Therefore, sometimes you need to calm down and make room for yourself, your body, your mind and your soul. One way to do this is to take a walk and think as you are out of nature. You can embrace the moment, and this little bit of movement gets your brain going. Building a routine. A routine has simple advantage that you automate a lot of things. Through automating things, you avoid having to think about them. This also means you free up a lot more space for your mental capacity to sit down, walk and think. Reduce your life clutter. Get rid of any clutter in your life. There are a few things that you need to use daily, weekly or even monthly basis. Get rid of clutter to make space for yourself. Do not feel like you have a false cage around you. Don't overwork yourself. The next thing to keep in mind is you are a human, you are not a machine. Don't overwork yourself. You are not onto this planet to work. So you don't need to obsess over projects. Chill down, relax and take your time. Work isn't everything in life. You already know that you should find a balance. So don't overwork yourself. Sleep is crucial. So many people are sleep deprived. Sleep is one of the most important things to ensure that you are productive. Not sleeping well and enough for things were barely noticed, but they have huge impact. If you sleep poorly or too little, then your judgment will be clouded and you will make worse decisions. In the future, these decisions will come back and they will haunt you. Just sleeping an hour longer could be a difference between making a poor decision, leading to wasted time and energy to fix, and a positive outcome. Be sure to get enough rest and always remember that you are not a machine. Be aware of escapism. Rand mentions that we should be aware of escapism. Escapism incorporates all things you do escape your actual life. For example, suppose you go out on weekends to get dangerously drunk. Try to numb your pain throughout drugs or travel incessantly to escape your life. In that case, this is a sign that your life isn't how it should be. To get dangerously drunk, try to numb your pain through drugs or travel incessantly to escape your life. In that case, this is a sign that your life isn't how it should be. Escapism incorporates all things that you try to escape in your actual life. Yeah, so guys, the book is amazing and I love the insights very much, and I actually wanted to share you with the screenshot that I have taken. I will just check once again what is that thing that I want to show. The most thing I liked here is one way to foster humble confidence is to detach yourself from the outcome. See, sometimes often we feel like we are having so much of work and we feel like we know that thing exactly and we wanted to do. So in that case, we all want to achieve success and the best outcome for each task. However, obsessing over these outcomes will only hinder the likelihood of achieving success. So you no need to obsess, you need to stand still. I think this is the perfect essence of the book, and Ryan Holt explains that it is easy to become frustrated if you are yet to achieve your desired outcome, and he understands that what are the possible outcomes. It can be the both ways, and however, if dwelled on, this frustration can leave you miserable. Hence, one should open to change and present in the moment. I really like the thoughts of the book and for bringing the consciousness again of this particular one. Yeah, I would thank Ryan Holder for this amazing book and hope you enjoyed it. Bye, great day.